I am definitely not perfect, and I'm okay with that. I mean, think about how boring life would be if you were perfect. What would you work on? Where is the growth? Because that is the amazing thing about being imperfect beings, is that we constantly have room for growth. There's always something that we can be working on, whether it's a hobby, a new skill, our personalities, bad habits. There's always something that we can be working on. I think a lot of people strive for perfection, and I'm one of those people. I'm not gonna lie, even though I just said I would never want to be perfect, but I think it's just something that we humans do. I feel like we feel like we have to strive for perfection, even though we know it's not attainable. I feel like there was a thought in the back of each of our minds that maybe I can be the person that reaches perfection with this skill, this hobby, this trait, whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe I'm the exception. Maybe it will be me. But at the end of the day, we all know it's impossible to be perfect. That's just not what humans are meant to be. We are far from perfect. I'm one of those people that when I pick up a new skill, or especially if I've been working on a skill for a couple years now, I expect myself to be fantastic at it. And I want to reach as close as I can to perfection. But I've definitely started to go about things differently for the past couple of months. Hasn't been that long that I've been thinking about this, but for the past couple of months, I've been trying to have a very open mind when I go into something new, especially something that I know I'm going to look ridiculous from the start. I try to almost embrace imperfection, embrace the mistakes, embrace me looking like a fool. My husband and I just started this crazy challenge to do 100 trails in 100 days. So we want to hike 100 trails in 100 days. We could do a trail every single day, or if we miss a day, we can do 2 trails in one day, but we just have to do 100 trails in 100 days. So far, we've been doing a trail every day. I think today was trail number 5, day 5. And let me tell you, I look so ridiculous on these trails. I grew up hiking. I grew up in the outdoors. But the reason that I look ridiculous is because we started this challenge the week after the crazy snowstorm that hit Seattle. And so all the paths are just covered with ice. And I am slipping and sliding, and I am walking like a slug on these trails because I just really don't want to fall. And it's not that I'm afraid of falling. It's not that I'm afraid of getting a bump or a bruise or a scrape. I am afraid of doing things and not being good at them, not being amazing at them. But I know it's only day 5, but I have been doing really well at trying way better at opening up and just being okay with looking ridiculous, with slipping and sliding, and not striving so much for perfection. Instead, I am just focusing on having fun. I am focusing on building memories and working on my character through all of this, working on things that will help grow me as a person. So every day when we hit these trails, if there's ice on it, I just go for it. I don't let that hold me back. I don't let my competitive side of my brain say, oh, well, I have to do this perfectly. And if I don't, I get frustrated. Instead, I've been going into the trail thinking, okay, today is going to bring out my goofy side because there's no way in heck I'm going to look normal doing this. And it ends up being a great time. And see, I'm still pretty young, so I am grateful that I have been able to start to make this switch with my mindset early on, but I kind of wish I would have thought about this when I was a teenager, that I wouldn't have been so focused on striving for perfection and striving to be amazing at the things that I do. I used to beat myself up so much growing up because I wasn't this spectacular dancer. I was good, but that was it. I was a great hip-hop dancer. You know, I was good, I was great. I feel like it just depended on who was watching me and their opinion of me. But I knew I wasn't anywhere near amazing. And it bothered me so much growing up. I just wanted to be freaking amazing. I wanted to be perfect. I wanted to be perfect at turning. I wanted to be perfect at leaping. I wanted to be perfect with my grooves in hip hop. I wanted to be able to perfectly isolate my body parts. But there's no way that's going to happen. Even the greatest dancers out there are not perfect. They're far from it. And so I guess this is my way of telling you, whoever is listening, please stop trying to be perfect, because it's never going to happen. Never. I had one of my students reach out to me. I believe it was yesterday or the day before, maybe. And she was like, why does contemporary come to me so much easier than hip hop? I've been dancing hip hop for 6-7 years now, and I still look like I have no idea what I'm doing. And I responded back to her and I was like, you know, patience is key for one, but also with every person, there are going to be things that come naturally, and there's going to be things that come very difficult, and it's just going to take a lot more practice and a lot more patience to get to a point where you can be good at it. And I was like, in your case, it looks like contemporary comes a lot more naturally for you, but hip hop, that's something that could take many more years to come to get to a point where you feel like you're a good hip hop dancer. But I think the key is just not giving up on yourself and being very open-minded with your journey and where your skill is taking you. And again, not having the end goal be perfection and just being okay with just being good at something. Why are we even trying to be perfect at things? Why are we, whether, you know, it's a talent, we're trying to be a perfect dancer, we're trying to be perfect at the sport that we play, we're trying to be perfect with just the tasks that we set out to do, or if we're trying to be perfect with our personality, if you are someone who is a people person, or maybe you are trying to become an influencer and you know personality has a huge part in that. Maybe you're trying to find that perfect personality, but you just can't find it. Why are we always trying to strive for perfection? Because again, I circle back to this. Why would we ever want to be perfect? What would you do with your life? Take a minute, think about that. If you were perfect, if your personality was perfect, if you were perfect at everything that you did, all the hobbies that you ever tried, if you were perfect at everything, everything you said was perfect, what would you do with your life? Would that be fun for you? For me, that would not be fun. I mean, maybe for a day, I would be like, oh, sweet. I'm amazing. I'm perfect at everything that I'm doing. But I bet by the second day, I'd be so over it. I'd be like, okay, I just need some flaws, like right now, so that I have something to work on. Because here's the thing, we as humans, we need a purpose through our life. Every person out there strives to find their purpose in life. Because what is life if we don't have some sort of purpose? And I think that that purpose comes with our imperfection. That might sound strange, but I'm going to say that again. Our purpose comes from our imperfection. Because with imperfection, that means that there is room for growth. And therefore, that means that we have some sort of purpose, something that we're working towards, something that we can do. So let's not strive for perfection anymore. Maybe let's take more time to think about what our purpose is and where we can be putting our energy, what we can be doing day by day, whether it's growing, whether it is helping others, whether it is reaching our goals, our dreams. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, I think that the path to reaching these goals of ours, I think that it should be messy. Makes it more interesting. It gives life texture. I think I've talked about that here on this podcast many months ago. I love texture in my life. I need constant change in my life because I just love that texture. And I like calling it texture because I feel like that is the perfect word to describe how I like to live my life, is that there's just so much going on so many different levels, in so many different areas, at different times, and I love it. So much texture. So no, I don't want to be perfect, ever. Because I love this journey of self-growth that I'm on. And I don't want it to end. I want to go the rest of my life seeing what I can work on and seeing the characteristics that I can develop over time and how I can use those to help others and to make an impact in this world. So that's my challenge to you guys this week, is to think less about reaching perfection and start to just live. And think about your purpose and think about this journey that you're on, that every day you have an opportunity to grow and to change and to learn, and how that's a beautiful thing. I appreciate all of you guys, and I hope that you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you guys next week.